Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming
when we're tonight's guest, retired NASA research electrician Paul Lejeune.
Night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars
and are musical guest, Janetta Vendetta. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, to say I've been looking forward to this show, I know I say that often, and I do. I look forward to every show for many, many different reasons. This show is very special. It is today, September 21st, 2020, and we are still doing our at-home edition, and it is the UN International Peace Day. And so what a special day of peace for today internationally, as we recognize the UN International Peace Day. Well, we also recognize another very special day, and that is the day that our very own executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, was born a few years ago on this very day, September 21st. So we are happy to today be celebrating Dorothy Lee Donahue on our show, and of all days to have another reason to celebrate, we have Paul Lejeune on, as you heard, and Paul is our producer and co-host's father, Mark Lejeune's father, and so that's very special. Also, because not only because we know him and love him, we also know how special he is, and he's on a special mission. And so we're very happy to be supporting him in this mission. And it's interesting because one of the things that Mark was very big on at the very, very beginning, at the inception of our show, way before 599 episodes, which is our 599th today, way before we actually started our first, he said that he wanted to make sure that our show represented every man. And by that, he meant every man, woman, and child in every walks of life, that this was to be a conversation that mattered on as many levels as possible and included as many people as possible in the conversation of life's changes. So having his father on aligns so perfectly with that. You'll see why when we come back here on our show live, the at-home edition, and a little later on, Janetta's Vendetta. We'll tell you more about her when we get back on the Life Changes show after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Indeed, we are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and we are here with Mark Lejour.
What an exciting night. And I have been hearing stories and watching and observing. And I was thinking of going into this the show on the eve of our 600th show and how far we've come. But I was thinking one thing my father used to say, which is always morals and ethics. And I was thinking about how many times he has shared that phrase with me. And I think that is underneath the show that we're going to hear tonight.
Indeed, we've titled this show, this episode, Advocating for Blue-Collar Workers. And you'll see why. Our guest is a retired NASA lead research electrician, Paul Lucky Pierre Lejour. So before we go on, welcome, Paul, to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here. And I hope that I can come through to your audience in a way that will support you as well as you do.
Well, thank you for that, Paul. Actually, I feel like I should have started the show with a countdown, like 5, 4, 3, 2, liftoff, or we have liftoff, or how is exactly do they say it? Because this is the man who would know.
Yes, they have liftoff, and the liftoff, of course, is very important because when we started the rocket era, there were a lot of problems, and a lot of the rockets did not succeed, and we had to learn the problems that either made them fall over and or wouldn't work right, and that is the essence of NASA and research and development. Those two words are the big important point that we're going through from day to day, month to month, year after year.
Well, I think it's interesting that I started with that. I didn't even realize that we have liftoff actually meant something, because we're talking to the man that was there at the beginning of rocket science, where the rockets weren't actually getting off the ground. In fact, they were falling over. They were falling over. So when finally that's why liftoff.
We made the rockets bigger and better, and we continued until we were able to send a rocket confidently to the moon and have a man like Neil Armstrong walking around.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Neil Armstrong, because we'll be talking about that again in a little bit. But actually, the funny thing is you were with NASA before NASA was NASA. What was NASA when you actually joined?
It was the National Aeronautics and Commission System. It was not NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. But that only lasted for even less than a year when I started, and they changed the name to what we now know is NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Well, and so way then at the beginning, actually, I think, did you say 1954 or 55 or something?
That's correct. That's when I started with NASA, and it was NACA when I started, and it was less than a year later we became NASA.
So I think it's actually really funny that I said to you, how did you did you decide as a kid that you wanted to be in space, or did you just fall into space? And you said you fell into it. Could you really quickly tell us how? I think it's a funny story.
It was a great story. I had a very close friend of mine, the same age, and he said, I'm going out to the airport tomorrow to apply for another job. You want to go? And I said, yes. And so we went out together. And he applied for his job. I applied for mine. They were very different. But the interesting part, and this is not at all distressful, but the interesting part is that I succeeded in passing my test to become a research electrician for NASA, and he failed his work for his job, and he continued excellently in his previous job of being with the Cleveland newspaper.
Now, it's very kind of you to say this is not a bad story because you care about people, obviously. We know that about you. But actually, one of the main reasons you're here on the show, besides this, something we'd always wanted to do, you have a mission. And your mission is to, well, let's have you say it.
My mission and what I would like is to have in the NASA Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland, which is the same place that I worked at for over 30 years. I would like the recognition of the blue-collar workers to be in the Hall of Fame on a plaque or something that can be read in a minute or two. Whatever it takes, I want the blue-collar worker to be recognized because the engineering force of NASA was fabulous and great, and they presented their requests to we blue-collar workers, and we built what was necessary to research and develop whatever they needed and wanted, and we both succeeded in getting a man on the moon.
So as we know, and this happens a lot in a lot of fields, the person that is the most visible, in this case you even mentioned Neil Armstrong or some of the others, those people, we know their names, they're in the Hall of Fame, and they're being honored, and what Paul Azure is simply saying, as a retired NASA employee, as a retired NASA lead research electrician, he is saying that he knows a lot of people that were involved in order to make all those little things happen, to make the big things happen, and to make the people that we all know today have the success they did, and that all the people along the way should have recognition. So we're going to talk more about that. Couldn't agree more. We're going to talk more about that when we get back here on the Life Changes Show. And a little later on, we have Janetta M., otherwise known as Janetta's Vendetta, is going to be performing live for us from Florida, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders' and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome, L.A., on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com.
please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, this is Filippo. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and we have the pleasure of having Paul Lejeur on the show, who is a retired NASA lead research electrician. And we also had the pleasure of seeing an article written about him. Actually, there have been a few, but one just recently on the Tampa Bay Times. And in it, they said very succinctly, as lead electrician, he helped wire the chamber, among other things, I should add, that allowed engineers to test flight packages in a weightless environment. And now he's trying to get acknowledgement for NASA's blue-collar workers like him at the Research Center's Hall of Fame. He goes on to say that it doesn't have to be him. It could be and probably should be, in your opinion, all of you, right?
That is absolutely correct. I wasn't by myself. I had thousands of people at NASA. There were 5,800 of us working when we started with the program when I joined NASA. And I started, coincidentally, at the rocket lab at NASA. And I eventually got to the zero gravity facility, which is on the National Registry for the United States of America.
Well, so that was actually starting to be built or in the process of being built before you came on. And then you led the team not only once it was finished, but throughout so many different, from the rockets that didn't work to the rockets that worked, all the way up to around the time you left, they were just getting in the space shuttle.
We did the space shuttle, and all of that, as you know, is a very successful production of the rocketry and everything else that went on in making this this world work so well in the rocket world.
You know, actually, I have to say that you showed me something very special, and I wasn't planning on talking about this now, but I just want to make sure that it comes up in the show. You have something, speaking of space shuttle, you have something very unique that no one in the world has. And so could you share with us, which I hope someday is in the Hall of Fame with your name on it, or I don't know, I think Mark would want a copy in Jet too, but please tell us what that is and how special it is.
When the 38 original astronauts came to our particular facility, and they did go to all nine facilities to find out what we did and how we did it and what have you. But when they came to the Cleveland Hopkins NASA,
Well, you wanted an autograph, or should I not say that, copy of a picture.
I wanted Ray Sutton, who happened to be in the front seat of the van of the nine particular astronauts that were with me that day. I asked her for an autograph, and she said okay, and time was so busy, things were so hectic that she couldn't get it done, and she said, Paul, will you like it back to JP, and we'll figure something out, and I'll get you some names and figures at that time. So about 3 months later, I did get a package in the mail. It was probably 20 inches long. It was a circular diameter piece of mail. When I opened it up, I had a picture of the space shuttle on the pad, ready to be blasted off. And around that picture was a 4-inch white border, and she had gotten me all 38 astronaut signatures and sent it to me. And a little note to me and my son, Mark, which makes it the only one in the world. And we continued on that train of expertise with our blue-collar workers following the engineering that was requested of us.
And it was extra unique in that the shuttle that was in queue for launch was the Space Shuttle Challenger. And seven of those astronauts were Challenger astronauts, so that we had autographs from.
Very sad and very special. So listening to you, Paul, I'm reminded that you're you speak like electricity. You speak like somebody that does the math and figures things out. As a matter of fact, even now during the show, you have pencil and paper in hand because everything you did, that's how you did it, right?
That's exactly right. And me and my colleagues, we were very, very proud of what we were doing. And the engineers were, of course, given direction as to where we needed to go. And the blue-collar workers in the shop with me, and there were hundreds of them, not just by myself, and we performed the requests that those engineers presented to us, and step by step, we built equipment that allowed us to go to the moon and land Neil Armstrong in our nation's great achievement.
You know, I asked you about that very moment when that was happening, and I just assumed that it was a big day of celebration, and I don't know, maybe you got the day off or you got to be part of all the festivities, and you said something like you had an hour to watch it.
We had an hour. What they did is when we had those fantastic attempts to happen, we would go to our control rooms and they would allow us on TV to watch the programs that they had given us succeed. And that rocket, that piece of equipment, whatever it was that they had presented to us to research and develop, was on the rocket or the spacecraft that went into the air, and we got to the moon and many, many other things. It was a tremendous patriotic feeling to be part of that.
I like that, the patriotic feeling, and something we certainly all need right now for our country. And one of the things that I asked you, because you're not asking for so much, Paul, you're just saying a little plaque, something with not a lot of words on it that can be read within a couple of minutes. You're really not asking for a lot. And I know you've asked for this. I don't know if all the right people are aware of this yet, because so far you've gotten a no. So that's hard for me to understand. And when we talked about that, you said, I asked you, who is it? Well, you mentioned all the names that we know. And then you said, he didn't go to the moon without his blue-collar workers. And I quote, Paul Leger.
The blue-collar workers were the ones that built the requests and the equipment that the engineering force gave us. They had the parameters, they had the requirements from Washington on, we want to do this. And those requests were handed down to all of the NASA facilities, and we researched and developed the equipment that enabled us to do it. And I think the blue collar workers deserve a thank you.
Indeed. And so one of the things that you mentioned, something about a building of sorts that's in the U.S. National Registry. What is that building and what did you all do in there?
The building we're talking about now is a zero gravity research building. What it is a 500 foot hole in the ground, 30 feet in diameter. Within that tunnel, that concrete tunnel, was built a 22, I'm using my memory, a 22-foot diameter steel tank that sat on three legs at the bottom. And the tank had a top with a seal on it, and we could extract the air on the inside of the tank and simulate 18 to 25 miles in space so that we could research what would happen to our equipment and their requests when we got into space. So the equipment that had to be built, the machinery, the electronics, there was a great deal of equipment and machinery that needed to be built by the blue collar worker to accomplish what we eventually finished, which was our effort to get to the moon.
Speaking of national pride, how many of these are there in the world?
I'm not sure I understand your question. How many of
these buildings?
Oh, they're
zero gravity.
There are no other zero gravity buildings in the world. The zero gravity building at the Cleveland Hopkins NASA is the only one, and it is on our United States of America registry.
That's very, very interesting. I didn't know it. Now I wonder if it can be seen, and if I can go, I would like that. But we need to go to a break real quick, and when we come back, you can tell that Paul is not here to sell anything. He is here to support up to potentially thousands of mainly men and eventually some women as well in being recognized for the work that they've done for NASA, for their country, for these great achievements that humanity is very proud of, our civilization is very proud of. So thank you for your service in that. Thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing this to all of our attention. So when we come back, we'll get to talk a little bit more with Paul Lejeune, and we're going to be joined by Janetta Svendetta, who will be playing live for us. Also, in our next segment, we have our Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
Back, I'm Filippo, and of course we are talking to Paul Lucky Pierre Leisure. I think we're the lucky ones to have. Oh, you know, we didn't say, but can we say in a little over a month and a half, you will be how many years of age?
89.
What you've left obviously a beautiful legacy in your family, your sons and your grandchildren. We have one of them who has a question for his grandfather, and this is our very own Mark Leisure's son, Jet Paul Leisure.
Hello. Yeah, so I just got to thinking. I know that he's done so much in just NASA alone, but I was just wondering, you know, what have you done in NASA that has also crossed over to maybe other technologies or uses?
One example that I can give you, and there are hundreds, maybe thousands of examples, are the big, heavy space shuttle, for example, comes in. It is it's a glider. It's not an airplane. It has rockets. It sends it up in the air, and when that energy is spent, it glides back to Earth. And a plane that big and that heavy, you can imagine as a glider coming into the landing platform, and the landing strip is long, and the plane coming in is very, very fast because it's a glider. It's not being driven by somebody. It hits the ground with a tremendous force. You can imagine the amount of research and development that is necessary to build a simple thing like the shock absorbers to absorb the shock of that plane landing on the Air Force. We at NASA, as government employees, are not allowed to use any of the information that we develop for our personal gain. And so the one small example is the shock absorbers that were necessary to put on that big vehicle. The research and development to create those shock absorbers were passed on, of course, to all of the shock absorber peoples in the United States, Bilstein, Monroe Shocks, anybody that wants to use our research and development capabilities were allowed to do that, of course. And those planes were very big, came in at very high speeds, and what we developed was a very necessary big success.
And it's interesting to see how it's been used so successfully in many other ways. Actually, really quickly, could you just tell us one more example? Just really quickly. Another example. Warning.
The other example I can present to you is that when we first started rocket engines, the heat of the rocket engines was so wild that it would burn up the skirt at the bottom of the rocket. And we had a lot of problems. A lot of them fell over. A lot of them got up into space 50 feet and fell over, etc. But that is part of the learning curve. We kept developing the equipment necessary that the engineering requirements requested of us, and we finally came up with a particular material that would withstand the high heats and the tremendous amount of pressure that was coming out the back of a rocket. And, of course, all of that information is available to all of the people in the United States and I guess the world, as far as I know. But this particular example is that what we finally developed at NASA was enough material on the skirt of the rocket to withstand the heat so that it wouldn't burn up and fall apart. And that material, of course, goes into books. Anyone can use it, and somebody did. And they then began making products. And most of what NASA has done in research and development has come back to the people. And this particular product, came back and was developed by a company and is well known now as the
Corningware.
The Corningware company. We developed that Corningware material.
I find that so fascinating, and I did not know that story. And it sounds like, from what Paul has shared with us, is that there are thousands of those kinds of stories of things that were developed, studies that were done from thousands of scientists, electricians, blue collar workers that did the research, did the tests. And not only were they used for the purpose they originally were intended for space, et cetera, exploration, et cetera, but they ended up serving us in the public sector. And so Paul is asking for recognition for those men and women.
You know what? When I first heard this, it was nice and it was cool. And then it got me thinking because of. Let's take architects, for example. People know various big-name architects, but those fantastic structures wouldn't have gotten complete for that architect's fanfare without all of the workers and the laborers actually pulling it off. And I guess an analogy that came to mind was, you know, a championship sports team where the medical staff and the water boys and girls are just as valuable as every other person on that team. And that, to me, is what Dad's standing for.
Well, thank you, Mark, for bringing your dad to the show. And thank you, Jet, for your question. And Paul, thank you for who you are and who you've been all your life and what you're doing and this other legacy, this mission that you're on. For the good of so many, especially may this not only happen, but may it also trigger, like Mark says, a recognition in other fields as well. It's well deserved on top of it all. So if anybody's listening to the show and can help Paul, please do contact us at the Life Changes Show, and we will connect you if there's any way that we can help make this happen. And we, of course, will keep you all up to date as to what happens as Paul Lejeune, Lucky Pierre, is advocating for blue collar workers. So thank you once again, Paul Lejeune.
Thank you very much. I really enjoy being here, and I hope that this will continue and that the blue collar worker will get his mark in the Hall of Fame.
You're here. And so with that great moment, we have our Ask Dorothy moment.
Hi. I don't have a question tonight. I just have a comment. Today, September 21st, is my 76th birthday, and I'm so excited to be doing our live The Life Changes show tonight. We could have done a pre-record so I could have a party, and yet so much of my joy is being a part of this great show that features conversations that matter. Next Monday, September 28th, will be our 600th show, which represents 12 years of presenting some amazing moments providing important things for all of us to think about, in addition to giving us some awesome ideas for co-creating even greater moments in our lives. I'm so proud of the great job my partners, Filippo and Mark, have done in making this happen. Even the COVID stuff has not stopped us, and we're still doing our show live every Monday night from our homes. I trust that our listeners have enjoyed our work just a fraction of the way I have. Being the executive producer of the Life Changes show has been one of my life's greatest joys, and I look forward to many more years. So thank all of you for joining us live every Monday night at 7 p.m. right here at BBS Radio. And tune in next Monday night for a special guest, Artie Kornfeld. He is the one who did the amazing Woodstock, and it's going to be a conversation that's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dorothy, and we feel the same about you. So very, very grateful for 12 years of joy and change and evolution and life changes, I should say. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy as we move forward, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Thank you, Dorothy, indeed. And Mark and Dorothy, happy birthday. And we'll be celebrating some more for sure for a long time to come, indeed, as well. And we'll continue this particular celebration with our musical guest, Janetta Svendetta, live on the Life Changes Show online when we come back right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo and happy to introduce our musical guest, who is a triple threat female powerhouse who plays pocket trumpet, sings, and composes. And she has traveled all over the world with her music, from Moscow to Jakarta, Paris, Beirut, Jamaica, California, Canada, and Mexico, and she considers herself an ambassador of goodwill representing her hometown of New York City, although she's coming to us at the moment as she's on tour from Florida. Welcome to the show, Janetta Svendetta. Hello, Janetta. Ciao. Actually, I wasn't sure. Or should I say Janetta M? Should I say Janetta M? Hello? Hi. There you are.
Well, good. So good to have you on. And you and I, well, you and Mark connected a while back, and then you and I got to connect, and I felt like we were family. And I'm just so excited because if other people feel what I feel just in meeting you or hearing your music, then your piece through music is working.
Thank you, Mark. That's exactly right. And I'm so happy to be on the show. So thank you for having me. And piece through music indeed is what I try to practice.
And yes. And so where did that come from for you, Janetta?
You mean what you were saying? That's a good question. I put in all my stickers years and years ago. I just thought it was kind of cool. And I always used to sign all my emails that way. So I thought it's a wonderful sort of motto, you know. So that's just what I stuck with. And I would often tell people, regardless of the name, Janetta's Vendetta, which is kind of not the most peaceful sounding name, because Vendetta is, you know, something. It's like a really holding a grudge for forever, you know what I mean? So it's definitely the opposite of peace. But I just love the fact that I always say when people are listening to music or playing music, they're just very happy, and there's no necessity for fighting or arguing or politics or any of that other stuff. It's just listening and enjoyment and creating. And so that's really a blessing to me.
Well, speaking of listening, we're going to be listening to you play a piece live in just a moment. However, what most people don't know, as a matter of fact, I don't know too much about it. You're going to be playing the pocket trumpet. Tell us about that before we hear you perform it. Hello, Janetta?
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah. Something's going on with our internet here, but I can hear you perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Janetta, you're not listening to the show in the background, are you? Because if you are, you turn that off, that'll help.
I'm just listening to you.
Just through Skype? Okay. So, Janetta, tell us about the pocket trumpet.
Very short. It's much shorter than the regular trumpet. It has the same amount of tubing. So all the tubing is much more compressed. So it's much harder to blow. It's a very different blow from a regular trumpet. A trumpet is much longer, has much more space for the air to flow through. So to master the pocket trumpet is a real boon. And also to get a beautiful, big, fat sound out of it is a real, it takes a real professional like myself.
Like yourself. Very good. So what are we going to be hearing first?
Well, initially, this is an original tune from the most recent CD. The CD is entitled Full of and the song is titled All Talk and No Slide. And this is an original jazz tune.
I think you're going to have to explain the title.
I think it has sexual, but it's not. So when I was a kid, in high school, I don't know when you were kids, we had all these tables of separate groups, you know, and whether or not it's politically correct, we used to call all the tables, they had different names, the greasers, the jocks, the stoners, the geeks. They were like the Broadway geeks, like the theater geeks. Then you had the musicians. You had the Spanish kids, you had the black kids. So it was a microcosm of the world, the cafeteria. So I would always sit with all my black friends, and I would have, since I'm Italian, my mom would make me these Italian bread peanut butter sandwiches with no jelly. Now, who ever heard of putting peanut butter on a heavy ass Italian bread and with no jelly. So I never try to cheat. All my friends, my girl. They're choking no side. I can't eat that. So my sister Antoinette finally said, after like 40 years, she said, Jeanette, you have got to make a song like that. And so I did. And it's a really cool song, and it kind of sounds like a really groovy kind of sound. So here it goes. This is on my record. You ready to hear it?
I'm ready to hear it. Here's Jeanetta's Vendetta performing All Choke and No Slide live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Thank you so much. I'm playing over myself, but that's okay, y'all. Here you go. Woo!
In, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Joke and no slide. Vendetta, Vendetta. Thank you so much. If you want to see her play, we posted a video on the page that we created for her. It's a video that comes from YouTube, actually, where she has her channel. She's, of course, all over on all the socials, but you can connect with her easily at Ginetta's Vendetta, G-I-N-E-T-T-A-S. VENDETTA.com. And so you'll find her at Ginetta's Vendetta on all kinds of stuff, including Twitter at Ginetta Vendetta. Facebook is Ginetta Vendetta 1. We have other links for her too on our page. But Ginetta, right now you're doing something really fun during this time on, is it Facebook or Instagram? Where are you doing it a couple times a week?
March 21st, and it is September 21st. I did it for 42 shows in a row during the pandemic, and then I continued throughout the pandemic for 5 nights a week. It's a live stream called Cool Jazz Live from New York City, but now, since I have temporarily relocated to South Florida, it's now called Cool Jazz Live from South Beach, because I'm just down here temporarily to take a little break and enjoy the beach and just, you know, kind of chill out and continue my my live stream and sort of establish myself in various cities across the globe, and also just take a break because New York's kind of been going through a tough time. And so,
yeah.
Well Ginetta Vendetta Facebook / Ginetta Sylvie, which is my alias. Ginetta Sylvie. Ginetta Sylvie. Okay. Just like you mentioned.
S-I-L-V-I. Nice.
You can see
it
Friday night at 6 p.m.
So, Ginetta, before we hear another song, which I don't know if we'll be able to get it all in.
Because it's already.
What's that?
Don't you guys cut off at 11 or at 8?
Yes, we do. But we'd like to get the song in as one and two, hair two. So unless you'd rather not do a second one.
Whatever works for y'all. I don't want y'all to go.
I'd love to hear you. Yeah, we're going to get off the live broadcast, but BBS Radio will be so kind as to record this so that we could at least get it into the archives, because I'd love for everybody to hear you sing.
Oh, this is a beautiful song. And again, I'm singing over my tracks, which are original tracks, which are available on my website, on Google. They're available on Amazon. They're available on iTunes. They're available everywhere. I say don't go to Spotify because they only pay me a quarter of a penny for a download. So
I hear you.
Website.
I hear you. Wow. So what is this song called?
This is a beautiful tune that was, it's called Can Our Tears Put Out the Fire, and I exhumed it from the archives of my dozens and dozens of originals and from my first record. This tune was commissioned in the wake of 9/11 because I did live downtown. And so this I played on September 11th as an ode to my beautiful city after 9/11. So it's a beautiful song called Can Our Tears Put Out the Fire. And that's what I'm going to do for you right now.
How appropriate. Thank you. Here's Jeanette Vendetta's live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition singing. Can my tears put the fire?
Sorry, guys. Just wanted to check something out. Okay, here it goes. I was born and bred in this old town. You might say homegrown. That's right, baby. I'm a New Yorker. I've been lonely and I've been down, but I've never been lonely. So I'm a bicycle just like me. Anytime at all, we always had the right to be free. The right to stand tall. To walk around the street and listen to the music in a bar. To visit with friends and family anywhere near a bar. To make love of music till the sun comes out all night long. Those days are gone. Can my tears put out the fire? Can my tears put out the fire? Shake our hands and we raise our voice, and we dry our tears, and we know that we have no choice. We must live without fear. Now my city's all blown down. People glorying again. Our love, our lives all up in smoke. And still, no one pays. Yeah. My heart beats for you, I feel like my soul breathes for you. Smoking nights for all those lost out there to the grave. But here I stand. Can my tears put out the fire? Can my tears put out the fire? My heart bleeds for you, my sea light. My soul breathes for you, a smoky night.
Oh, smoky night.
For those lost lives, I will truly pray. But here I stand. Yeah, it's kind of apropos now because our lives are totally turned upside down due to our crisis.
It's so apropos, especially with us in California here and all the fires that we've been having and in some places still having. So thank you so much. How special to have you on the show, period, and how special to have you today. Janetta's Vendetta is where you can find her on her website, GINETTASV, like Victor, ENDETTA.com. And then on Facebook, Janetta Vendetta 1, Twitter, Janetta Vendetta, Instagram, Janetta's Vendetta. She's all over the place. But if you go to her website, you'll find all kinds of things on her and all her links to her social, and you'll hear some more great music, and it'll direct you to where you can hear even more. Janetta, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you, Filippo. And thank you so much, Mark and Filippo. It was a pleasure listening to your dad, who was really, what an honor. I mean, talk about a guy being there, right, for that movie with all the women, about all the unsung heroes who really help the true heroes in the forefront. You know, without them, we really wouldn't be where we are. You know, and that's how I feel about my band and everybody who always constantly gives me support and love. It's the unsung heroes that we... I loved his whole vibe. So happy birthday to you, Dad, and much love, gentlemen. And Filippo, you spero che ci vediamo in person qualche tempo, you know. Hopefully.
Yes, I'm surprised we haven't run into each other with all the festivals I've done performing and all the ones that I'm seeing you do all over the world. I'm thinking that we must have run into each other and just didn't know it. But the next time we will know, and I look forward to it. Janetta's Vendetta, what a pleasure. All the best to you.
Thank you so much. And a beautiful show. And Mark and Filippo and everyone, thank you so very much. Much love and good night. Buonanotte and continued success.
Thank you so much, and good night and buonanotte to you, and a good night and a buonanotte to our guest, Paul Lucky Pierre Leger, and once again, a happy birthday to Dorothy, and that is our show.
Okay, bye, honey.
Okay, ciao. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.